Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The scouts of Amalek's army looked down on Israel. It seemed like taking candy from a baby. Old folks and little ones, cattle and sheep, and laden with Egypt's treasures. They searched in vain for any defender's banner fluttering over the camp. Israel seemed unprotected. Just as Egypt pictures the world with its leader, Satan, so Amalek illustrates the flesh, the lustful pull of our old selves. Now, as the Amalekites maneuvered into position, quote, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek." Exodus 17, verse 9. This is the first time we hear about Joshua, the Hebrew form of the name Jesus. He will lead the forces of the Lord's people, just as our captain Jesus does. Meanwhile, quote, Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill, verse 10. In his hand, Moses carried the rod of God, verse 9. What a scene. As Moses lifts up the rod, Joshua's troops gain new vigor, pushing back the foe. But, quote, when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed, verse 11. What could they do? Aaron and Hur, quote, took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, verse 12. What an illustration of these words, quote, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, Hebrews 12, verse 12. There is victory through the use of the word, the intercession of others, and the supporting ministry of encouragement. What does God say of the foe? Quote, write this for a memorial, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek. Exodus 17, 14. No compromise with the flesh, but the battle will continue till the sun goes down. And what did the enemy spies miss in their reconnaissance? Quote, Moses built an altar and called its name, The Lord is my banner. Verse 15.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.